today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamu alaikum, that means peace be upon you, dear brother and sister, and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we're speaking about fighting against arrogance in the view of the martyred leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei.
Almighty leader, where are you today? The world is silent, skies are gray, the earth laments, the hearts feel pain. We call for you, your voice remains. Beloved leader, your courage shines steadfast and true, guiding our path through storm and strife. Your memory stays, it gives us life.
Today is Tuesday, 5th of Rabiul Awal, 1448, according to Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 27th of the month of Murdad, 1405, according to solar calendar, and the 18th of August, 2026, according to Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless our moments by listening to verse 14 of chapter An-Naml from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wajahadu biha wastayqanatha anfusuhum zulman wa 'uluwa. Fanzur kayfa kana 'aqibatul mufsidin.
And they rejected them, while their inner selves were convinced thereof, out of injustice and haughtiness. So see how was the end of the corruptors.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It's interesting that the Quran considers the motivation of the denial of the people of Pharaoh in two things: injustice and pride. Their injustice may refer to usurpation of others' rights, and their pride refers to their self-superiority over the children of Israel. It means that they saw if they surrendered to the signs of miracles of Moses, they both would find their unlawful interests in danger, and that they would stand in the same row with their slaves, the children of Israel, and none of them were tolerable.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman ya Rahim.
The topic for consideration in today's special is arrogant powers, which are those that control a major portion of the world through their wealth and power. the global Zionist network, Pulling America, and financial organizations that sponsor these global networks of domination are all numbered among the arrogant powers. Arrogance is founded on the basis of oppression, and at the peak of arrogance, the American government has the worst type of government in the world in terms of arrogance. The American government is built on the idea that it has to oppose any government or country across the world that is not prepared to serve its interests. Is there any heresy and arrogance worse than this? That is exactly what the United States is currently doing throughout the world. One of the tools used by arrogance is fomenting discord.
Istikbar looks as a Farsi term or word, but I want to correct it and tell you that this is an Arabic term that even entered Farsi. It's rather a Quranic term that we find it in Quran for those who are in opposite of reality and truthfulness. Like the function of this word in Quran is can be seen for Fir'aun, Pharaoh and his followers, and though all the arrogant rulers that Quran talks about them and uses this term for them. So this word, I can call it, this is a Quranic term that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used for the arrogant rulers who stood in front of truthfulness. Clarify the term, I have to say that this concept of istikbar, now we can look at it as a term which is common in today's world. So it is something which is exactly opposite what Islamic Republic is saying, and the truth that all the freedom seekers in the world are actually shouting. So this is what some powers, so-called superpowers, are afflicted with this, I can call it, sickness, that they try to overcome and rule all the worlds from their own viewpoint and from their own eyes. They want to see everything and every issue, and they want to solve it based on their own wills.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Whenever there is unity among believers and Allah's righteous servants, there will be monotheism as well. Whenever there is discord among believers and Allah's righteous servants, there will undoubtedly be Allah's enemies and Satan as well. Whenever you observe discord, you can search and easily find Satan there, Satan that resides within us and is the most dangerous of all Satans. Therefore, all discord is rooted in the man's selfishness, ambitions, an egoism, or in foreign intervention, that is to say, the hands of the enemy, the oppressive superpowers. Today, nobody should create discord. Everyone can adhere to their own beliefs and try to prove them to other people. When preachers of different Islamic dominations preach to people, they should not engage in reasoning and try to prove the truth of their beliefs. They may engage in discussion and reasoning. However, it is one thing to try to prove one's beliefs, but quite another thing to engage in hostility, join global arrogance, and use one's powers to cause a war among Muslims.
hearts are crying slow, silent tears begin to flow. Softly now our prayers rise, fading like the evening skies. Oh Allah, give him gentle rest, place him with the truly blessed. In the dark he stood for right, like a candle in the night. Through the pain he did not run, holding hope for everyone. He stood close to those in pain, heard their cries again and again. Broken hearts would call his name, now the world feels not the same.
Now what's the necessity of fighting arrogance? This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. The biggest fight against global arrogance and the arrogant Satans is not to give in to their will. Today, the Iranian nation is engaging in this great battle. This is a path which Imam Khomeini, may Allah keep his soul in peace, opened up for us. The Iranian nation trod this path and gained honor as a result. Today, the Iranian nation is continuing to tread this path. In which part of the world can you find Muslims who have not undergone difficulties or suffered pressure due to malevolence of the global arrogance? What cure is there except existence on the part of the Muslims? What remedy can be found for this problem except Muslim unity and awareness and using the great capacities of Islam in all parts of the world?
One of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, a descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, he has a beautiful statement in which he says, مَا تَكَبَّرَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا لِذِلَّةٍ وَجَدَهَا فِي نَفْسِهِ. Before modern psychology examined the psychology of an arrogant person, this amazing leader 14 centuries ago said, every arrogant person that you will see in society, the reason why they're arrogant is because they have this insecurity, this humiliation, this inferiority in them. And they want to hide that through arrogance, by projecting dominance and power. But at their core, they are very insecure. They are very weak. And instead of becoming arrogant, they should address the core problem, the reason why they feel insecure. Why is it that you feel insecure? That is to be addressed. But to hide that, to guise that with arrogance, that will not get you anywhere. So it's a feeling of insecurity. And arrogant people, this is how they think. Let me reject others before they reject me. They're always insecure. They always have this fear of rejection.
Thank you for listening. Today we spoke about fighting arrogance. No other words. We will see you soon. Fi amanillah.
Further away from you. Ooh. I thank you with every breath I take.